Have you ever wondered if God controls everything? Does everything happen the way God wants it to happen? I have good news filled with great hope for you today. I came across a story in a blog post of Mark Cortez one day about a youth pastor explaining God's sovereignty to some middle schoolers. It went like this. God is sovereign, the youth pastor told them. That means he controls everything that happens. Puzzled by this, one of the middle schoolers asked, "So God was in control when my dog died? Why would God kill my dog?" "That's a tough one," the youth pastor replied. "But sometimes God lets us go through hard times so that we're prepared for even more difficult things in the future. I remember how hard it was when my dog died, but going through that helped me deal with an even more difficult time later when my grandma died. Does that make sense?" he asked. After thinking about this for a moment, the middle schooler replied, "So God killed my dog to prepare me for when he's going to kill my grandma?" How we think and talk about the way God governs the world, God's providence, sometimes creates troubling questions in people's minds. Some believe that God makes everything happen just the way it does. That would mean, however, that whenever something bad happens, God must have wanted it to happen. But is this true? Does everything happen the way God wants it to happen? Put differently, does God always get what he wants? I don't believe so. And let me share with you why from the Bible. Many biblical passages indicate that many things occur that God doesn't want to occur. For example, in Isaiah 66, verse 4, God laments over his people's choices contrary to his desires. And he says, "When I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight." Earlier, Isaiah declared, "God longs to be gracious to his people and waits on high to have compassion. But they were not willing." Likewise, in Ezekiel 3, verse 7, God laments that his people will not listen to me. These texts would make no sense if God was controlling the people's wills. Further, in Psalm 81, verses 11 through 13, God laments, "My people would not heed my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them over to their own stubborn heart, to walk in their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways." You see, God deeply wants his people to listen, but they stubbornly refuse. This sounds very similar to Jesus' later expression of distress about his chosen people's decisions that were contrary to his will, when he lamented, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Here, the people will directly contrary to what Christ willed. And Luke directly indicates that God's will might be rejected, saying, "The Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him." These and many other biblical texts indicate that many things happen that God does not want to happen. Simply put, God does not always get what he wants. I explain this in more detail in my book, God With Us. Now, why doesn't God always get what he wants? In each of these cases, creatures choose to act contrary to what God wants. In fact, very frequently what occurs is contrary to what God wants. To take one final example, the Bible repeatedly teaches that God wants to save every single person. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But tragically, some refuse to be saved. In these and other cases, God's will goes unfulfilled. According to these and many other biblical teachings, humans can, and tragically often do, will in ways contrary to what God prefers. But how could this be? Why doesn't God just make everyone choose and act precisely as he wants everyone to act? Isn't God all-powerful? According to the Bible, he is indeed. For example, Jeremiah 32, verse 17 teaches, "Nothing is too hard for the great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, great in counsel and mighty indeed, who showed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and to this day in Israel and among all mankind." And Jesus himself taught, with God, all things are possible. So he could make everything happen just as he wants, right? Well, not so fast. Suppose something that God wants itself requires that humans have free will to act contrary to what God wants. What could that possibly be? Love. You cannot force someone to love you. By definition, love must be freely given and freely received. If God is to create a world in which creatures can genuinely love and be loved, they must have free will. And if God consistently grants creatures such free will, it is not up to God whether humans use their free will to do good or to do evil. Because God is love, he grants us freedom necessary for love. Where is the good news in this? Where is the hope? This reminds me of the story of Job. God declared that Job was blameless and upright. But the enemy, Satan, afflicted him with all kinds of horrible things, so much so that Job wanted to die. From reading the book of Job, it is clear to me that Job's suffering was actually added to, compounded by the fact that his friends claimed that what happened to him was God's judgment against him. Job knew he did not deserve it. But the thought that it might be God's will for him must have been extremely discouraging. On top of suffering, one is left wondering whether God himself is against them. But the Bible tells a very different story. When bad things happen, you and I should not assume that what is happening is what God wants or prefers. We can believe just what the Bible teaches. God does not always get what he wants. When evil things occur, it is not what God wants for you or for anyone else. God hates evil more than we do. God does not want you or anyone you love to suffer or die. He wants to give you and everyone else eternal life filled with pure bliss with him. And one day soon, the Bible teaches, he will return and do away with all suffering, pain, grief, and evil. In the meantime, we can recognize that it is not supposed to be this way and act accordingly. We can be agents of love toward others in this often dark world, bringing hope to them because we have hope in God.